The Department of Defense has been without a Senate-confirmed inspector general since December of 2011. President Obama has nominated current Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation IG John Reimer to be the next DOD IG. On Thursday, he told the Senate Armed Services Committee why he's the man for the job.
If confirmed, I believe my background and experience will serve me well as the DOD IG. First of all, I'm mindful of the importance that an IG plays in the federal government. Having served 7 years at the FDIC as the Inspector General and for a 9-month concurrent period as the Interim Inspector General at the Securities and Exchange Commission. I've been an active member of the IG community, serving as the chair of the SIGI Audit Committee and a member of the SIGI Executive Council since 2008. I've also represented the community on several audit standard settings bodies. Second, given my 30-plus years of active and reserve service in the United States Army, I have a profound respect for the members of the military. Having retired from the military service last month, it would be an honor for me to continue to serve with our troops, albeit in a different capacity as the IG. Finally, my private sector experience includes over 20 years as a banker, a management consultant, and internal auditor. If confirmed, I will capitalize on my past experiences and commit to providing the strong leadership needed to manage this important office.
A recent IG audit of sexual assault cases in the Department of Defense revealed 10% of those cases contained flawed investigations. Senator Donnelly asked if that concerned him.
I think the issues of sexual assault are certainly something the IG has to pay more attention to than perhaps they have in the office has in the past.
And what he planned to do about it.
My concern is that there are, I suppose as I read that, 10% is a high number. Perhaps more concerning, though, is the variations in process and procedure used among the different services to investigate sexual assault crimes. I think the role of the IG is to encourage consistency and identification of best practices, and that's something I would try to do very strongly with those organizations.
Having lost more service members to suicide than combat last year, Donnelly also asked about oversight of prevention programs.
I'm very familiar with the programs, at least, that the Army has in place for suicide prevention. I think the role of the IG perhaps could be to do an evaluation of the effectiveness of the programs and the money spent at each of the services to compare those. So there is some oversight role in terms of effectiveness.
Committee Chairman Carl Levin asked Reiner about the role of the Inspector General in implementing Presidential Policy Directive 19 that protects whistleblowers with access to classified information.
Yes, sir. I am somewhat familiar with it. The role, as I understand the Inspector General, is to, if complaints are received, principally the role of the Inspector General in the whistleblower process is to investigate any claims or concerns about retaliation, and that would be my main concern, sir.
All right, but if classified information is presented to those of us that have clearance, which is all of us, do you see any problem with a whistleblower presenting to a person with clearance, including members of Congress, that information?
I think that the process, sir, is I understand it, the information comes to the IG. The IG tries to make a determination, certainly is it classified, is it an urgent need, and then I believe there's a role for the Secretary of Defense to release the information to the Congress. Or I may be confusing that with...
Well, you can clarify that for the record.
Yes, sir, I will.
Reimer was joined by three more defense nominees seeking confirmation. Stephen Preston for General Counsel to the Defense Department, Susan Rayburn for Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Financial Management and Controller, and Dennis McGinn, Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Energy Installations and Environment. On Capitol Hill, I'm Lauren Larson, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.